Carl from OSP, and this is Communicate, Connect, Grow, the OSP podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about addressing reader pain points in your writing with the editing code SPIFIC. If you want to be a more effective writer, a more transparent editor, develop clear strategic thinking, or learn from our network of expert friends and colleagues, that's what we're here for. We divide our episodes across three themes: communicate, connect, and grow. This is a communicate episode, and we're talking about opening with a specific scenario or problem space with our editorial code, SPIFIC. The SPIFIC editing code falls into the scope and narrative structure phase of the editing process, and it's about being clear what you're writing about. In our documentation about this code, it says, make the scenario or problem space specific instead of vague, general claims.
Hello, Jeffrey A. Maguire here again. Please call me Jam if you'd like. I am a founder and partner at Open Strategy Partners. These writing and editing codes came out of me trying to help myself and my colleagues trying to understand what the heck I was doing when I was messing with their written words. I am a huge fan of stand-up comedy, both from the perspective of consuming it and from the fact that a lot of great stand-up comedy is highly, highly structured, mindful communication. And the people who invest in that art are incredible wordsmiths, also maybe actors and have other skills, but so many of the great stand-up comedians have thought so long and hard and practiced their delivery to make things exactly right. Well, it turns out that it's way funnier to make your punchline about something that's going on with your washing machine to say, you know, la la la, that's what you get if you use Tide, which is a washing detergent brand, rather than saying washing detergent powder, right? So there's a principle in stand-up comedy that says the more specific you are, the funnier you are. And I think it's because it helps people get a really vivid picture in their minds of what you're talking about. Because as soon as someone in the US context, as soon as someone says Tide, boom, you see the logo, boom, you smell that, boom, you remember the color of it, boom, you remember like your college laundry room, whatever. When we're specific in technology writing, what we're doing is trying to help people identify themselves and the problems that they're having with the solutions or the products or the services that we are offering, or in the case of OSP, that we're helping our clients with. So we often do best when we go after a specific niche. So we define very clear personas, and all of this comes to a head then in our communications where instead of saying, hey, if you're doing stuff in the cloud, then why don't you try our stuff? It might be, you know, if you've been running Kubernetes and Docker in this way, then actually, you know, switch to Kubernetes plus X, or, you know, to get a Y benefit, right? Or it might be better instead of saying, if I were working for the CKey editor, which is not a client of mine, and I was comparing it maybe to a classic computer environment, it would probably be smarter of me to make a direct comparison of working in Word and then show how we can do the same thing online in CKey Source, rather than saying your generic word processing something, right? I don't know if these are the best examples, but context appropriate for our clients, we find describing things as precisely and specifically as we can ends up generating more empathy, therefore more connection, and people are more likely to convert and download, buy, try, whatever it is that we're offering them.
I'm Christine Bueller, and I work for OSP as a communications consultant, and I create communications and marketing materials for our various tech and open source clients. The SPIFIC code is about aiming for clarity and structure and making the problem or the problem space or the scenario specific instead of vague or general.
Hi, I am Chris Fenwick, and I do copywriting and editing at OSP. This is short for specific, which means that rather than dealing in vague generalities, you should always try to give concrete examples when possible. I should give an example here. When, say, if you're doing a client case study or something like this, and you know the client says we were facing many technical challenges due to our old Drupal installation, something along those lines, that's okay, but it's much better if you say we were running an old installation of Drupal, which led to the following problems. You know, we couldn't have multiple users editing files on the site. You know, it was incompatible with some modern browsers. It didn't allow this kind of integration with translation software, something like that. And then when you give these specific examples, you can also then come back to them later in the piece and say how they were solved. So it's always better to be concrete and specific when you're making a case for certain technologies or solutions.
Hi, I'm Felicity Brand. I'm a communications consultant at OSP. I write and edit a variety of technical content, and I love talking about writing and editing a variety of technical content. So SPFIC, the clue's in the name. The SPFIC code is about avoiding general claims. The SPFIC code falls in our scope and narrative structure process. So we're looking at framing your piece of writing. So it's about making what you're writing about, the scenario or the problem space, really specific so that you're addressing audience pain points or challenges. So it's building trust with your reader. When you directly address your reader's pain points, you're gaining their trust. You gain credibility. Your message is more likely to land. So put yourself in your reader's shoes, feel their pain, and then speak directly to that experience. The quickest way to establish credibility with your reader is to speak directly about a specific challenge or a friction point. So rather than being hand wavy, you establish yourself as an authority in the space if you can describe a scenario with specificity. So when you describe a challenge that the reader can relate to, they'll self-identify as a target reader. They're more likely to continue reading, and they are more likely to grow into a loyal reader if they feel like you, as the writer, understands their space and the world they live in.
As part of the editing process, here's how this code could be used.
If I see the opportunity to make a clearer picture in the reader's mind, I will do one of two things. I will either try and refine what's there and make it more specific, or use the immediately next door related code that we have called example and give a specific example. Sometimes it's hard to know which is which, and behind the scenes, we're kind of flexible as a team about the codes we use. I might edit one thing one time and say, give me an example here. And another time I might hit a similar thing and say, be more specific, comma, give me an example. Now, I know that doesn't sound all cut and dried, right? But we're trying to shape these things into the best whole that we can on any given day.
The SPFIC code is a pretty important one. I would say it's a fairly significant pillar or principle maybe at OSP. So I think this is one we as editors and as writers are always looking for. As an editor, it just makes your job a lot easier when the SPFIC code is applied well. You know, you don't have to sit and puzzle out what the writer is talking about, which is wasting valuable brain space. You just know immediately what the writer is saying, and it's easier to edit the piece just once the premise is clearer to you.
I think if somebody's given a very good set of examples, obviously you want to congratulate them on that. When you need to flag things, it's usually the case that you're reading something and there might be a sentence in there that sounds good at first blush, but then you think, well, okay, I would like a little bit more detail here. You know, it'll just be like kind of accelerates your workflow. There'll be something like that, which might be a little bit borderline cliche, but it's where you know, you're writing about some sort of product and there's a positive thing that it does, which can be characterized in very general terms. But I think if somebody is then just leaving it there, then you want to jump in with the code and say, okay, please give us a bit more detail here.
As an editor, you can normally spot Spefic a mile away. It's right at the front, or it should be, in the opening. And if you've got a vague or a general claim, it stands out like a sore thumb. If you've ever heard that developers are allergic to marketing, this code is the remedy. So as an editor, I'll be looking out for writers trying to establish context. So sometimes right in the opening, writers might feel that they need to lay down a few sentences to establish the background. And often by sentence three or four, they get to the meat. They'll get to the specific point. So as an editor, you can often, not always, but often you can cut the first one or two sentences, and the title should lead nicely into the scenario that the article addresses. That's how I use Spefic as an editor.
Now let's explore why this code is handy as a writer.
I think we should be thinking about it, but I want to be fair. The way that we produce content, we do the strategic work first, then we fill that into a templated brief that tells us who it's for and what we're talking about and where it's going. Then we create an outline and a first draft. Then we edit it, maybe do an interview and add that. So at the point when I'm writing the first draft, I've got a lot of stuff there. But honestly, I think when we're writing, we should just feel the keyboard, feel the flow, get it out. My personal style is that in the second or the third pass is where I'm looking for that. And it's not something I'm focusing on when I'm writing. If you can, it's not a bad thing. Like I said, stand-up comedy people definitely look for that. So yes and no, it depends.
I'm definitely thinking of Spefic when I'm writing. For one thing, it helps you sort of just bypass any common marketing speak, which I think is usually a result of whoever's writing just doesn't necessarily understand the problem space they're writing about very well. So you sort of resort to broad general claims or ones that just sound good. So Spefic is pretty important because it lets the readers know that you're more trustworthy. Also something very important in our communication style at OSP. So I'd say as a writer, this one is pretty critical.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the codes that is consciously present when writing, because in some sense it's structural. Like if you've gone through the piece, if you've researched it properly, you should have already come up with some like specific examples, maybe case studies, or maybe just more concrete features of whatever of the products, like concrete things that it enables. Like this would be stuff that you have already researched. So yeah, it's definitely something you think of when preparing the piece, preparing what it is you want to say in each section, like what examples can be given here.
As a writer, the Spefic code is normally handled early on in our process. So at OSP, we have a content brief, and there we will outline the specific scenario or the problem space that this writing is going to be addressing. I would argue that Spefic, it's one of the main cruxes of your whole piece. So why are you writing it? You're addressing something. Are you solving a problem? Are you explaining a feature or a tech solution? So generally the whole writing starts with a scenario like that, and that will be handled in our content brief. So as a writer, when you sit down to write, hopefully that's already handled for you. So the Spefic code ties in with the ethos that we have at OSP around authentic communication. As a writer, you need Spefic to show that you really understand what you're writing about, why your readers should care, and it's your chance to show empathy. And you can't make that up. You need to have knowledge of the space or the product or the feature that you're writing about to be able to be specific about it, and then to be specific about the value or the benefit that that might bring the reader. And then as a writer, you're really letting yourself down. If you've done all this hard work, you've got a great title, you've structured your narrative, you've gotten your references and evidence lined up, don't sell yourself short with a vague opener. You can't just hope that readers will come along for the ride. So SPFIC is your chance to hook them, tell them what you're writing about, make it personal, and they'll follow you. They will read what you've written and hopefully land on that CTA at the end.
This writing code is very beneficial to readers for many reasons.
I suppose that if I give a specific example that somebody can relate to, then they're going to choose to take our information a little more seriously or let it influence them or think better about us. Now, that's not the benefit for them necessarily put that way, but I do think that given more accessible, more vivid content, people have a better experience. It might be more pleasurable or quicker or easier to understand and apply what we're trying to show them. And I think we all come out better for it in the end.
For me personally, as a reader, if I'm reading something that is vague or general, I just get bored and I want to stop reading. Vague is just, it's not interesting to read. And again, you know, kind of hitting that trustworthiness aspect. If I'm reading something that's not specific, then I'm going to be thinking, you know, why should I trust this company or this person with my time, with my money, with my, you know, energy? I think SPFIC is also important because it shows that you understand the problem space enough to be writing about it.
I think it's important because it makes the piece more convincing. I don't think it's the case that without specific examples, the reader's just going to drop the piece and like leave or close the tab. I think, you know, that's the case with some other things, like if the language is off, if it's too complicated. But in the case of this code, it's more that it makes the piece more convincing and makes it more memorable.
As a reader, nothing is going to make you leave something faster than a vague claim. What a snooze fest. There's nothing more powerful than feeling seen. If I see myself in your opening statement about friction points or daily frustrations, I'm more likely to keep reading. When you directly address my pain points, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust that you know what you're talking about. I'm going to trust that you understand my world, and the message in the writing is more likely to land. I'll buy what you're selling. I'll click the link.
I hope you, dear listener, could relate to some of the pain points we addressed in this episode. Next time you're writing, try to put yourself in your reader's shoes and feel their pain. Speak directly about their experiences, and your message is more likely to land. Share your examples or questions with us via Twitter at @open_strategy or email hello@openstrategypartners.com. This was one of the editorial codes we use at OSP. We'll be sharing more of them as we go. If you'd like to learn more in the meantime, come over to openstrategypartners.com. Have a look at our writer enablement workshops, case study offering, or get in touch to talk about your strategy or product communication needs. Thanks to everyone who contributed to this podcast. All the P's at OSP. Thanks to our clients who believe in us. Shout out to Patrick Gaumont for our high-energy, maple syrup-flavored theme music. And to Mike Snow for additional horn arrangements. Thank you for listening and subscribing. About our three themes on the podcast, you'll hear from different members of the OSP team hosting episodes over time. Communicate, all things communication. We share how we tackle writing, editing, word choices, formats, processes, and more. Connect, in-depth conversations with interesting, smart people about who they are, what they do, and how they approach their life and work as communicators, technologists, and leaders. Grow. We cover strategic approaches to understanding and expressing the value of what you do, including tools, templates, and practical applications. We also feel strongly about building a mindful, positive, human-first culture at work. That's bound to pop up from time to time, too. This podcast is us figuring out communication, connection, and growing together. Subscribe now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or the podcast channel of your choice. Follow us, suggest guests and topics, ask us questions on social media. We are at @open_strategy on Twitter. Until next time, thanks for listening to Communicate, Connect, Grow, the OSP Podcast.